sold my shit up. Knuckles all fat and shit. It's alright though, it's all good. Ripped his ass so bad his stepmom's gonna feel me for the next 3 birthdays out this month.
Look what his homeboy did to the side of your head.
What you talking about, kid? This? He ain't fading nothing over here though.
One ass whooping, man. They still want.
How you figure that, man? Look around you, man. They own this shit. They own this couch you sitting on. Them shoes you got on your feet. This building. This school. This country. You. We behind enemy lines, dog. One beat down will never compare to 439 years of captivity. Never. You don't know shit. Freshman.
Cooling at a party. No better yet, disco. Head filling metal from a bottle of Cisco. Move. You cross your pride, suck an MC like Crisco. Give me the cue. Check 1, 2. Don't try to come off for me. Because you do do. You're treating me the Z to the D. Like a stepchild. Let me tell you, homeboy, you're living foul. Let me see. You know who you are. On the bandwagon, why Z? Cause you a star. This is the year when the jokers are wild. When the fans are happy to try to fight the style. I get hip to the scene before it happens. If it gets wild, then I'll start capping. But for now, since everything's calm, relate to the matter as I drop the bomb. Because I'm housing.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give. In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
They on this couch you sitting on.
This show.
Them shoes you got on your feet.
Is brought to you.
This building.
By the fuck.
This school. This country. You.
That Father Teresa does not give.
Right, Father Teresa's wine cellar. Father Teresa, the greatest black atheist. Feeny Loco, the uppity negress. Lisa Loco, white splainer in chief. And Fallon Matthew, FallonKitty.com. Fallon Matthew's a bookstore owner. She's actually where they got the idea for that film, You've Got Mail. She sort of like owns the small bookstore, and then the character played by Tom Hanks like works for the big corporations that's gonna, you know, come in and ruin things. An ongoing narrative. You notice that a lot in Hollywood. They're trying to tell you. They're trying to tell you something. All right. We're watching that movie Ants, and they actually said the workers control the means of fucking production, buddy. All right. What in the holy hell damn is going on here? Becky Lives Matter. Right, Lena Dunham's racist, of course. And fracking earthquakes in Oklahoma, uh-huh, yeah. And there's cops with Nazi tattoos, yoga goats and jigaboos. I didn't even want to write that like that. That's dope. You got cops with Nazi tattoos, yoga goats and jigaboos. Yeah, that's dope. Yeah, we're going to work on that. Let's get somebody with a fucking banjo, somebody with a fucking... You know, find some punk nigga with a ukulele. They're always around. And let me get down to the shit. this would be a secular TV program. And maybe what I'll do, I might take the audio of this program and then add an image to it and then upload it to secular TV, and it'll just be an audio program on YouTube. Folks have done that. It's not really my steez, but hey, sometimes you got to do stuff and things. It's been an ill week. Just trying to make sure like my fiance needs that I can provide and get there and be there. And then just a wacky week, like as far as like the corporate workspace goes. Shit is busted over there. Shit is busted. And it's early September. Oh, it's going to be a bad holiday season there. It is going to be a bad. They are fucking up hard on inventory. They are fucking up hard. Like as far as their inventory goes, like imagine Toys R Us not having Barbie dolls all through December. This is the kind of shit that they're fucking up on. So it's going to get goofy, and it's going to fuck with my broadcasting hours. I think what I might start doing is generally just less leisure time. You know, no more just cooling out watching Desperate Housewives and shit. Like, nah, it's like go to bed and start getting up as early as possible now and counting my sleep hours. Like, as long as I'm at 6.5, then my brain will function well through the day. And that'll be what's going on. Right. All right, so this should be a short episode. We should be able to get down to the shit pretty darn fast. I don't even think, I didn't even have time in the show prep to get, like, the LGBT news update. There's no Mumia Abu-Jamal. There's no Black Agenda Report. There's no, I don't have, like, any NPR clips. No time for any of that. So it's just a straight riff right across the board. Phoenix Kalidas on the social media end of it. Let me know if anybody's commenting on any of the topics, because her voice still hurts to speak. She describes the pain, like associated with the histoplasmosis, as like sandpaper, like moving in her chest. All right, and we'll segue from that. So things moving under the surface. These are not regular tectonic plate earthquakes. All right, that shit that went down in Oklahoma fucking went to Nebraska, Texas. All right, I'm sitting there. I'm listening to my comedy program. I'm listening to the Jimmy Dore show with the offended listener / Hillary supporter character giving me a chuckle or three. And Feeny Loco came in the bedroom, and she was like, "Get the fuck up, nigga. Motherfucking earthquakes and shit go." That's how she talks when no one's around. She was like, "Yo, get your mark ass up, you little buster ass punk nigga cuss." And I was like, what's going on? And she was like, "Man, quit talking like a little mark." And I was like, what is happening, dude? And she said, "Put your fucking penny loafers on, fool." And then she told me about that news. And then I was like, hold on. She was like, "Looks like it might be related to fracking," because I was like, I don't ever hear about no damn earthquakes and no datgum Oklahoma, you know. And so I Googled quick, and I found old articles, like one from March, where they said, they're talking about it, but too late. Right, too late. And even like now, when you look at it, like here's from May 8th, 2016, Oklahoma's rising quakes linked to mad man-made causes. That's coming off of the folks at over there at CBS. April 6th, 2016, induced earthquakes, right? Earthquake Hazards Program. That's coming off of earthquake.usgs.gov. That their government, they know what the hell they doing. Newsweek.com, April 12th, as man-made earthquakes thunder through Oklahoma, right? March 28th, 2016, New York Times, drilling is making Oklahoma as quake-prone as California, right? And then going to those folks over at the Martha Fracking Inquisitor, for today's BISness. So reports have just surfaced that a 5.6 magnitude earthquake, which struck approximately 55 miles north of Tulsa, according to the Dallas News, that the quake was felt by people more than 750 miles from the epicenter. The 5.6 magnitude earthquake struck just northwest of Pawnee and was felt across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, Nebraska, Arkansas, Missouri, Iowa, nigga Switzerland, up down, uptown, downtown, nigga the moon. That Mars rover felt it, nigga. I even busted a little crip walk when I, you know, like everybody felt it. It shit was popping. Shit, it might have even knocked back like the Pacific garbage patch. Like even that like twerked a little bit. You know what I'm talking about, right? Now, those folks down there at the USGS we just mentioned, they confirmed on their old website Areno and on the social media that the 5.62 magnitude earthquake had struck, originating at a depth of 6.6 kilometers. Now, Oklahoma, them folks that are down there, they done experienced a number of them their earthquakes in the recent years, but they are typically under a 4.0 magnitude. And today's earthquake, it's either the strongest or tied to the strongest for the state that there had ever been experienced, depending on how one likes to measure them up there. Now, according to them folks down there at Tulsa World, the previous record was set by another 5.6 magnitude earthquake down there in Prague, Lincoln County. And another strong one of 5.6 magnitude struck at the Fairview Major County in February this year, after a 4.8 magnitude quake in the same location as January. And today's earthquake was strong enough to be felt across much of the southern United States. Hey, sometimes you gotta jiggle the buckle on the Bible belt, you know? You're getting ready for church, buddy. Getting ready, it's holiday season. You gotta have the fucking Halloween party for the kids because it's not demonic if it's in the church. Got to get ready for the church Thanksgiving event, the church Christmas event. Some of y'all niggas want to get your Kwanzaa popping. The Jewish homies get your menorahs. Or as that one dude said, just do eight days and eight nights of bong rips. Ooh, excuse me. This was the first strong earthquake to strike Pawnee County as such. Whew. And it may be cause for some concern, potentially indicating a new fault line opening or a previous fault system, such as those running through Lincoln County, expanding. The USGS is currently assigned a green status to the quake for both economic damage and all the damn flash on this website, and loss of life. Oh, that was a great way to end that sentence. So, the shit is fucked up, and it's going to continue to get fucked up. I mean, if you get, if you get clown-ass Trumpel-Stiltskin in there, he's going to let the business folks do their business things, except he might slap a tariff on them. Or he might at least get a crew around him to try to slap a tariff on him. Probably won't work. And then if you get Clindo in there, well, Clindo's already pushing fracking on a global scale. And that's one thing that Clindo does. Like, Clindo, Hillary Clinton, she will shit in the kitchen, just not that much. You know, she likes to shit around the rest of the house, and then comes back to the kitchen, and, like, everybody else has been shitting in the kitchen a lot more. And she's like, well, I don't shit in the kitchen. Vote for me. What, that's a little, you know, that was a wet fart ran down my leg, you know. That's what Clinton does on American soil. Wet farts run down the leg, but shits everywhere else, all right? Especially if there's brown people there, right? Like George Carlin said, if there's brown people in your country, we'll goddamn bomb them. And you're going to get more of that because that's just how Clinton gets down. And you're going to get that Trans-Pacific Partnership. Those folks at Apple will not pay any more taxes. The folks at Nike are going to ship it. Like, And it was disgusting, right? You saw that earlier this year where your president, Barry Hussein, was up there in Oregon talking to the folks at Nike, like, it's going to create more jobs. It's going to create more slave wage jobs overseas. Now, right, watch, that shit, it's going to happen to New Balance, too. That's why a lot of folks like to support New Balance, because they're, I think they're out there in Massachusetts manufacturing their shoes, so they're, you know, they got American folks creating jobs for them. They're going to ship their shit overseas, too, when the partnership rolls through. You shitting me? Don't be silly. Don't be a silly Billy. Now, we have no segue. I just have to continue riffing. I farted. All right, so laugh at me, ma'am. Ma'am, you don't even have a microphone. She's being black. So Lena Dunham, apparently she was down at some event, and she sat near a colored man. Now, Lena Dunham, she's one of the corny-ass, blatantly racist capitalists. Lean-in motherfuckers of white feminism today.
I think you mean she's the most prolific white feminist of this generation.
Lena Dunham's a fucking clown. And and she sat next to a black man, right? And I'm sitting here trying to do the story off of fucking memory. So Lena Dunham.
It was Odell Beckham Jr.
Right, who is that guy? What does he do?
I think he's a professional football player. I think he's on the Giants, I believe.
Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah, I don't know who the fuck this guy is. Mm-hmm. I'm only covering it just because white feminism is egalitarian white supremacy, and folks ought to know that.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, so now it's loading an assload of frat. What the fuck did this young man do to his hair?
Oh, don't be a hater.
All right, so apparently this young man, he done colored his hair all sorts of yeller. And so the headline on this one, this is ftw.usatoday.com, whatever the fuck this is. And their headline is, Lena Dunham claims Odell Beckham Jr. ignored her at a gala because she was wearing a tux. Does he know who the fuck she is?
I don't know. But to be fair, it sounds like he didn't care because she's angry he didn't talk to her, but by her own admission, he spent the entire evening on his phone, like, texting and playing games and social media stuff.
Yeah, but she's a white woman. You have to be, niggers have to stop for white women. You've seen what I do. What do I do when we're walking in and out of a grocery store and it's not an automatic door?
You will not hold the door open for a white woman.
Fuck no. White supremacy holds the doors open for you. Stop pretending there's glass ceilings. White supremacy holds all those doors open for you. Now, Girls creator, that's what I know about the Lena Dunham. In all irony, she's only famous for getting naked on television.
And molesting her sister.
That's right, and being a child molesting child of some sort. What, was she like 8 and the other kid was 5, some shit like that?
Well, that happened, but then she was talking about masturbating as a teenager when her little sister was in bed with her.
Oh, that's grody.
Yeah.
And then did she say she, like, fucking molested an African-American rat or monkey or something?
She made a tweet about, hold on, I shared it. What the fuck?
All right.
She said African-American, like, monkey, but I'm pretty sure she meant, like, a black child. I'm pretty sure that's what she meant.
Yeah, well, then she's like a Christian missionary then. So while you're finding that, yeah.
Yeah, just found my quote-unquote creativity journal from 2005. It begins, I dreamed I was a prostitute and I molested a little African-American rodent.
Yep.
So she wants to be a sex worker and she calls black people rats and wants to sexually abuse them. Yay, white feminism.
I think it's totally okay to punch her in her shit. Now so she's a creator of a program called Girls. I've never seen this program. I'm not really seeing any programs other than I'm just binge watching Desperate Housewives again, because last time I watched it, I didn't really get like past season 3. So now I'm actually going to go through the whole series. So the girl's creator, Lena Dunham, created quite a stir yesterday, on Friday, the 2nd of September 2016, with a tale from the 2016 Met Gala. It's apparently some sort of event where people go and they gallivant, involving New York Giants Odell Beckham. All right, Dunham and Beckham. Well, all right. In which she accused the wideout. I didn't know that was a position. The wideout.
He's a wide receiver.
Okay. The wideout of completely ignoring her because of what she looked like. Yeah, black men should completely ignore white women because you're dangerous, as you are proving to be right now. Yes. I would ignore the fuck out of you, too. All right. In the Lenny Letter interview, a warning, there's some not safe for work chatter in there with white supremacist comedian Amy Schumer. Dunham said this, quote, "You and I are literally sitting across from each other at the Met Ball, and it was so surreal to get to do that. I was sitting next to Odell Beckham Jr., and it was so amazing because it was like he looked at me and he determined I was not the shape of woman by his standards. He was..." Hold up. I just want to Google something. I just want to stop and Google something. Odell Beckham's wife. Just checking. Just taking a look. Okay, I see a bunch of... Okay, so apparently he's either with a wife or a girlfriend. So he's not a cheater if he is still with this person at the time that this event happened. So, how dare someone who's in a relationship ignore me? Yep. Hot feminism. All right. So, not the shape of woman by his standards that this possibly married man would want to look at. So she continues. He was like, "That's a marshmallow. That's a child. That's a dog. It wasn't mean. He just seemed confused." Wait, so did he actually say these things?
He didn't say a single word to her the entire night.
Ah, but you know how white women know what niggers are thinking?
Mm-hmm.
They know, and they know that we just sit around. So apparently we go around calling white women marshmallows. I had no idea. I'm behind on the vernacular. Marshmallows. All right. Well, I mean, you could break that down to Marsha, not too far off from Becky. Maybe
mm-hmm.
a different generation, if you will. Let's see. She continues. The vibe was very much like, it is wearing a, yep, it's wearing a tuxedo. No, you're projecting what you think of your outfit onto other people. You chose to dress like a goofy person, and now you think everybody's concerned with you. That nigga colored his hair yellow on the top only and left the rest black. Pretty sure he doesn't give a damn about your goofy-ass clothes.
Oh, this is awkward.
What up?
He's dating one of the Kardashians.
Oh, yeah?
Mm.
So he's keeping up. That's the name of the program, actually. This is something I recently learned. When it comes to those Kardashian folks, it's all about keeping up with them. Like, apparently they're sprinters. All right, now she continues, right? Yep, it's wearing a tuxedo. I'm going to go back to my cell phone. It was like we were forced to be together, and he literally was scrolling Instagram rather than have to look at a woman in a bow tie. So he's supposed to stare at you, which is what she really wanted so that she could tell that story. But white feminism will play either side of the racism coin, right? You're ignoring me, so I get to say misogyny. You're staring at me, so I get to say objectification, right? Like, fucking white feminists are fucking evil little trolls. Let's see. the last thing she says, this should be called the Metropolitan Museum of Getting Rejected by Athletes. You have to approach someone to get rejected. And get rejected, you got ignored by someone who's in a relationship. Continuing, the backlash from social media was exactly what you'd predict. There were tweets wondering just how she knew exactly what Beckham was thinking. There's been no response from the receiver, but Dunham took to Twitter to clarify her statements. Oh, here we go. She put, OBJ_3 is talented, stylish, seems super awesome, and wasn't into chatting with me at a fancy party. My story about him was clearly, to me, about my own insecurities as an average-bodied woman at a table of supermodels and athletes. Then why did you go? See, she only went to tell the story because white feminists still want to pretend that they're victims of anything. You're a fucking millionaire. Now, if you're blue collar, you might be a victim of some shit. If you're an upper middle class or rich white woman, shut all of the fucks up. You're not a victim of anything. That shit's over.
They can't help it.
Yeah, they just need to be. I think a part of that is that whole that idea of overcoming something. Like they still believe that they have to, you know, they have that old song stuck in their head. When I first came to this land, I was a bullshit white feminist. She continues, it's not an assumption about who he is or an expectation of sexual attention. It's my sense of humor. Now she does it. White feminism is also all about white women being like white men because now I have to pretend I was joking. It was satire.
Mm-hmm.
It's my sense of humor, she says, which has kept me alive for 30 years. I could have swore that was food, water, and oxygen, but okay. She continues, glad the outrage machine roars on, though. Am I right, Amy Schumer?
She's BFFs with Amy Schumer, and the place where she had this conversation about Beckham, she has her own podcast, I guess, and Amy Schumer was the guest, and they talked about Odell Beckham because you know how not racist Amy Schumer is.
These people are fucking gross.
Yeah.
It is perfectly fine to punch them in their shit. If you're a white supremacist, it is morally okay to punch you in your shit. It's not legal. You can go to jail. But it is morally okay to punch a white supremacist across the gender spectrum in their shit.
I'm here for that.
Yeah, because, like, if you're about fucking getting me fucking lynched, then I'm about punching you in your shit.
Yes. Yes. And then I guess they also had a discussion, too, where they were both defending rape jokes.
Yes. That is actually right here. Fallon Matthew, FallonKitty.com. Excuse, shared that with me. And so this is from those folks over at news.mike. And it's also from September 2nd. Get the fuck out of here. and so this is written up by Marie Solis. That's a Hispanic name is how you pronounce that. It's very complicated. I teach Phoenix Collider Spanish on my days off. Now,
because you're Dominican, not black.
All sorts of stuff. Scottish. So last month, comedian Amy Schumer came under fire when Inside Amy Schumer writer Kurt Metzger made light of the sexual assault allegations against fellow comedian Aaron Glaser. Glaser? G-L-A-S-E-R. Quote, I am so saddened and disappointed in Kurt Metzger, Schumer wrote on Twitter at the time. He is my friend and a great writer, and I couldn't be more against his recent actions. But in an interview with Leonard Dunham for the actress feminist newsletter Lenny, Schumer backpedaled on any apologies she once had for Metzger's behavior, which included a Facebook post where he wrote, quote, "If we ask women to even merely also post a vague account of what happened before asking us to believe, that would be like re-raping their rape!" Exclamation point. He continues, "Why are these women treating him like he raped someone?" Schumer wondered. "He's not Bill Cosby. Kurt has never raped. Ah, yes, only black men rape, not white men." You see, and this is one where the hoteps will jump in and be like, "See, how come we can't rape like the white man? Nobody should be raping. Shoot both of them in the face, Kurt and Cosby. Use a one of them sniper bullets from a video game that goes through both bodies at the same time. Double kill." She continued, "What he was saying was horrific, but he was being a troll. He can be an internet troll. The fact that I had to answer for it, I was like, why this week?" Right? Because white women shouldn't have to work.
So can I point out, too, that every time that Lena and Amy Schumer, you know, Amy Schumer gets body shamed a lot for being fat. Lena Dunham has gotten some body shaming. They get, you know, like the typical misogyny online as far as the rape threats and the sexism. And constantly they expect people to come to their defense, even though it's just quote-unquote internet trolls. But now they're like, but he's my friend and he's a troll. Why is it my job to, you know, have to check him or say something to him? And it's like, but you expect your fans and followers to defend you from trolls constantly.
I don't give a fuck, because fat white women have had allyship since ever. Like, since I started listening to that old country music, they have that shit in the lyrics, right? "I like my woman with a little meat on her bones, boy." Yeah, like, all that shit. Fat white women, shut the fuck up. Like, y'all niggas is aight. Like, just because of fucking, like, the only people that are fucking with you about it are people that just want a reaction as they pass the time eating their fucking Cheetos. And them niggas is probably fat, too. Nigga, go be fat together. Yeah, I'm tired of fucking white women, man. I'm tired of these niggas.
Go be fat together.
Shit. God damn. Dunham, who once said reading Gawker and Jezebel was like going back to a husband who beat her in the face. Did that actually ever happen in her life? Is that in her bio?
I've never known her to have been married or physically abused by a partner.
Okay. But, you know, hey, that's a simile she can use. Said she tended to agree with Schumer, and she thought people were too sensitive about words. Oh, white feminists, too sensitive about words. How cunty of you. You're a fucking cunt bitch. But don't be too sensitive about those words.
You know darn well you cannot say that.
Just did. I don't even like those words, as folks that have heard the program before know. But I don't like these niggas either. God damn, I want them to fucking die. Why did Aaliyah's plane have to fall? Like,
because they had too much stuff on it.
They did. Why y'all niggas put on them speakers and shit on there?
Yeah.
Man, fucking let Schumer's plane fall. Let Dunham's plane fall.
Yeah.
God.
Preferably if they're on the same plane together, that would be
Jesus,
good.
Fuck. Car crash, whatever.
Yeah, this is like the whole just where white feminism has come. Like, oh, yes, we have liberation. Let's act like dudes. White dudes. Cishet white dudes with money and privilege. Yeah. Liberation.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, you look at it like 2016. This is the year where they've perfected the art of putting the ladder on the black woman's back and climbing to that glass ceiling. Because, like, from 2012 to now, they have been, on the political end, they've been riding on the voices of folks like Nina Turner and that sellout Melissa Harris Perry and the other sellout Joan Reed. Right, like they've been learning how to put the ladders on their backs, and they've been doing that since 2012 and that political season. And so now they have the ladders on the backs, and they're going to climb up there and crack that ceiling and drop the glass on their heads. Ooh, excuse me. And then they're going to go on and continue to act more and more like white men. Just look at 2016 white feminism. They put the ladder on Leslie Jones' back and pushed that Ghostbusters movie. And now they're pushing Hillary Clinton forward. And Lena Dunham said, you know, she grabbed some blondie-headed nigger boy and blamed him for ignoring her. And then said, no, it's just satire. Like, white women are now white men. White people have become the most gender fluid because they're all men.
Mm.
Continuing with the article.
This might be the angriest podcast we've done in a while. Yes.
The other thing that I get really crazy ableism about is this new world in which women aren't just supposed to be protected from actions. Wait, women aren't just supposed to be – I don't get this. This sentence is weird. Let's start it over. The other thing that I get really crazy about is this new world in which women are not just supposed to be protected from actions. They're supposed to be protected from language.
Oh, she's one of those people.
What is she saying? Stop being an SJW?
Yeah, stop being an SJW, you know, man up. And like the shit the honey badgers say, women are just too sensitive, and if they would act like men and be tough like men, trolls would leave them alone or something.
Man, you know what? Like, I might as well, yeah, I'm just going to stop critiquing MRAs and start critiquing the white feminists that create MRAs. MRAs exist because of white feminism. You made them. They're the logical reaction to you assholes. The girl's co-creator insisted that women are too strong to be bothered by the likes of Metzger rape jokes. She, for example, managed to be pretty chill about her ovary basically exploding in her stomach twice. So what's a little victim blaming? Man up, ladies. That's the writer of the article being snarky. They continue. Dunham said, I'm not going to cry. I'm a fucking queen. Nah, nigga, you a king, you fucking man. Lena Dunham, you fucking white women are men. Schumer and Dunham agreed that it would be best to just forget about people like Metzger, who they deemed are a mere troll and focused on rapists, the only real bad guys. That's right. We should focus on rapists like Bill Cosby and Metzger and Woody Allen and R. Kelly. But you see, god damn. You see, white feminists are now, they're basically giving Hoteps the argument. Like, I almost want to pass this article off to Nasheed. People are fucked. I think I see Fallon Loco commented. Where is that? On the Wine Cellar podcast friends group. Do 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 do.
Dude.
Anna Loco said. Anna Loco said she activates my punchy gene. Yeah, man. Holy shit, these people are fucked. I think it's easier to follow like politics and policy than celebrities.
Yeah.
Like celebrities are so much more annoying than these politicians, and the celebrities don't even fucking pass any legislation. Maybe it's because you know they're influencing culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you see a celebrity do some shit, you're like, fuck, the next group of teenagers is going to do that into their mid-20s.
Yeah.
While fucking, you know, you could pass legislation like, I mean, it's illegal for a woman to parachute in Florida on a Sunday. They're going to fucking do it, and they're not going to get arrested, you know, but fucking cultural behavior, that's what these fucking celebrities are influencing, and yeah, that makes you want to shoot them in the face. I think I get why. I don't think people are really trolling celebrities on Twitter. I think they're more protesting them and saying, don't put this in the culture, you fuck.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah, I think we need to start, like, something we need to go a bit more case by case with these people and start looking at some instances of trolling as protesting. Like, all the people, like, this year that were, like, that voted Sanders in the primary, who Elon James White called trolls, they were protesting the fact that he is a bullshit black Democrat sellout. All right. That's God damn it. James Blair, here's a policeman, winecellarmedia.com. A Lowell police officer has been arrested after being accused of, impregnating a 14-year-old girl, the officials told Channel 9.
Soft language, we have a rule about that. He did not impregnate a girl, he raped her.
Yeah.
And then she got pregnant.
Yeah, there was a process. It's not like you fucking sprinkled magic pixie jizz in the air and she inhaled it and fucking got, all right. So the reporter, Ken Lemon, broke the story Wednesday this week on Twitter and spoke to the girl's mother. The State Bureau of Investigation is investigating the case. Well, I'll investigate that. James Blair was taken into custody Thursday afternoon after being arrested at the teen's house. The FBI agents were there talking to the family when Blair showed up. Blair is charged with one count of statutory rape, and more charges will follow, officials said. His bond was set at $1 million.
She must be a white girl.
Yeah. Yeah. But then again, they could raise that because since the Homestead Act, white people have the kind of wealth general. Yeah, to where they can just put the house up and raise that and get him out. So that then he can at least go to court in a suit, you know?
Well, and then you don't have to pay the whole thing, right? Don't you only have to put like 10% or something?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, so they put the house up, they get $100,000, bing, bang, blam, they're in there.
Yeah.
You know, house up, bank loan, bam, he's out. Yeah. And then basically, you know, then the logical strategy next would be for him to shoot a nigger, do a Fox News interview, and get a $250,000 like Darren Wilson did. And then that gets the fucking house back, and you got a little money in your pocket. You're doing all right, right? Open a fishing shop, you know, where you sell, like, tackle and bait.
A bait and tackle shop?
Yeah, tackle.
Why doesn't he just go work at another police department and go be a rapist somewhere else? That's what they usually do.
Yeah, a rapist tends to be a serial rapist, and you don't want to lose your inventory of victims.
Mm.
All right, here we go. We are getting a little too nonchalant about this shit.
Mm.
Yeah, this is I hear our tone, and we've done, because I mean, if you look at it, man, hold up, let me pause this and just go look, because I don't even be counting milestones anymore. Like, I've been doing this so long, and the fact that what we do is news and comment, it's like there's just always something to riff about. So let's take a look. Yeah, we have 412 episodes.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, we do this shit so much, like, we are getting a little too used to it. All right, continuing. Blair volunteered to mentor her children. Right, the mother of the rape victim said, you know, sometimes you gotta volunteer and mentor kids. She said she was reluctant at first, but then agreed to it because he was a police officer and therefore good.
Stop blindly trusting authority.
And so Blair and the woman's daughter had been texting on the telephone. The mother said. She said she then discovered text messages indicating that he took advantage of her daughter. Channel 9 is not identifying.
And by take advantage,
her.
We mean raped.
Yeah. And Channel 9 is not identifying her, so now you know she white, or else her name would be all over. She would be Tawana Brawley'd. Quote, he tore my life apart, the mother said. She said the veteran officer came to her home asking to connect with a 14-year-old daughter who would run away before and her sibling to show them, hey, policemen are good, the mother said. That's why he was mentoring them, to show them, quote, hey, policemen are good, end quote. Continuing, Blair would visit often and even took them on a trip. Oh, Jesus Christ. Kill this motherfucker. Then the mother discovered text messages that indicated her daughter was pregnant and that Blair was the father, the rapist. One of the messages, in the hands of the FBI states, if you keep that baby, I'm done and you know it, end quote. Another said, quote, do whatever you want to do, just remember I love you and name it after me, end quote.
Ugh.
Yeah, this fucking guy. I swear, these are the kind of stories that made me think we should have a second trigger warning in the middle of the program.
Mm.
You know, because, like, somebody tunes in late and they missed the opening trigger warning.
Right.
All right. You know, because we're not an Illinois university. We don't get triggered by trigger warnings.
Mm-hmm.
She went to the Gaston County Police about 2 weeks ago, and they contacted the district attorney. He asked the FBI to investigate. Quote, I did meet with him. I told him how bad he broke my heart, how he betrayed my family, end quote, the mother said. She and Blair had inappropriate contact. God damn. Rape, nigga. Inappropriate contact with her daughter at his home and in his patrol car, and told Channel 9 that he confessed to her. Quote, he told me he took her virginity. He told me it was his baby. He told me things happened, and he said things happened.
Had no control over it. It just happened. Things just happen sometimes.
Yeah, just hey, man, I'm telling you, man, if like, that's why, like, over here I have paper clips and, rubber bands and staples and shit, because you got to keep your penis down, or that motherfucker will get up, go do what he wants, and things happen. That's how they actually came up with the concept of good hair and bad hair, because once you get pubic hair, you got bad hair, and it's going to affect whatever it's on, all right? Bad hair. Bad hair, bad penis. You got to wrangle that motherfucker down.
I like, Kelly in the thread said, this motherfucking rapist should be buried up to his neck and have bullet ants eat off his flesh. I'm not necessarily opposed to that.
There was a guy. Well, here we go. There was a kid in foster care. His name was Tommy. And his biological father, his name was Mickey. And he was down in Florida. He's in prison for life for a lot of murder. And and one of his murders, he didn't get the guy up completely like Jesus, but essentially put a guy up kind of like Jesus, like tied him up to some wood vertically and poured honey on him and then just let those red ants rock out on him.
Damn.
Yeah, that was one of his murders back in the mid to late 80s in Central Florida. So, yeah. Why bury him? Whole body. Why just the head? Whole body. Let him feel it. All right. You know your bajoo. I beatbox when I try to find where I was in the article.
He does. And then he makes fun of me for being Jewish.
She is. That's why her fro is so gnarly, because her fro is black and Jewish. That's a wild ass fro, and I got her a cake cutter afro pic. So we'll take more pictures after we fluff it out with that shit. It's gonna be wild, nigga. Continuing, she said. Then Blair asked her to do something that she considered unimaginable. Quote: get rid of the baby, or I've lost my life. I've lost my life. How do I kill a baby? I don't kill no baby. I don't believe in abortion, the mother said. Okay, so she's saying that he said get rid of the baby or he loses his life, but she don't kill no baby. I'm not going to shit on her grammar right now.
Okay, but then I low-key wonder what the child wants, because it's a little bit fucked up that because you know, depending on the rules of the state, she might need her mom to co-sign for an abortion. But if her mom won't do it, so you're making a fucking... that you left your 14-year-old alone with a predator in the first place.
Because, and the reason why was specifically because he was a cop.
So you left your kid alone with a predator, and now she's pregnant, and you want to make a little 14-year-old girl carry, because she's still a girl at this point, carry... to term this child that she had with some rapist? Like, that's kind of fucked up. And, I mean, if that's what the kid wants to do, I mean, there's a discussion to be had there, but don't just automatically say absolutely no abortion because I don't believe in it. You're not the one who has to carry this baby. Ugh.
Yeah, and where is this? I only see the town Lowell. I don't see the state. And while you're finding that, Blair has been on medical leave for the past 80 days, which started. But what the fuck is he on medical leave for?
Distress.
Fucking cops. Blair has been on medical leave for the past 80 days. 3 months, nigga. Nigga, that's three Facebook bans. This nigga is. This. Imagine being on a Facebook ban but getting paid to post by the taxpayers. Nigga.
I mean.
Just chilling. Just chilling, nigga.
I just want to know how he has that much time saved up that he can just take off 3 months.
Nigga was raping. He's doing a lot of rape, nigga. He's doing a lot of rape. He was busy. A last sentence.
North Carolina.
All right. The girl's mother said she may not have known what was going on if she didn't read it on her telephone. Yep. Get up in them kids' smart devices. Hell, if the kids absolutely must have them.
They must.
Okay, let's see. Where am I going next? Again, no fucking segues, baby. No segues. all right, now, folks. Appropriation. Interspecies. All right. I'm stalling because this link is taking forever to fucking load. All right, now, I don't think folks understand. Do you understand, Miss Phoenix?
Appropriation doesn't exist because technically we all came from Africa, so we can share all cultures equally among us.
Do you love yoga?
Really?
Do you love America?
No.
Well, then you have to, it's yoga or America, so you love yoga. So you love yoga, but you find that it lacks a certain something, right? Right?
Okay.
Well, fine. Well, do you love goats? And do you think that goats lack something?
I like goats. Wait, does yoga lack ukulele players that understand trauma?
It does, and we need more. There are not enough white feminist ukulele gangsters that are victims and their lives are in danger.
Oh, I think we just hit the shade. Hit the shade.
Do you? So yes. You like yoga?
I like goats.
You like goats?
I want goats. We're going to have goats when we move to Minnesota.
I'm going to eat the goats. All right,
yeah,
now,
we are going to eat the goats.
Yeah, I'm going to eat them, like, before you want me to, though, because I'm just going to look at them and be like, you know what? It's happening today.
You're going to butcher your own goat.
Yeah, I'm just going to reach out and just bite it. That's the freshest. Like, that's really fresh. Like, while it's still breathing.
It might bite you back.
You want to talk about medium rare? Nigga, we're going to be some biting motherfuckers. We're going to be some biting ass niggas. I'm William Black. He's Billy Goat. Nigga, we homeboys, nigga. All right, now, so maybe what you need is goat yoga.
What?
Goat yoga is not a Portlandia episode or a brand of healthy cheese. Instead, it's a yoga class with goats. All right? At Laney Morse's No Regrets Farm. I like that name. The No Regrets Farm. God damn. You know they fucking with some goat yoga at they have their phone number on here.
Oh no. Oh no.
Ma'am, I would never do that.
Really?
What? Why would I do that?
Because that's the kind of people we are.
So you think I would actually punch in the keypad 503.
Oh, wait, what are you going to say to these people?
What are you going to say to these people?
I'm not going to say shit to them.
You think I would punch in 503221? You think I would put that in the keypad for some reason? You think I'm that kind of person?
Yeah, I do.
That would also punch in 8052? You think I would do that?
You are not subtle.
You are not. It's on the website.
What you going to call them for? Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Was.
Oh. Yes? No? What happened? Damn it.
I don't know.
Shit. I wanted to know about some goat yoga. Shit. All right. That's okay. Well, the concept was born after Morse auctioned off a kid's birthday party. Wait, auctioned off a kid's birthday party at her farm. The child's mother, Heather Ballinger Davis, asked if she could host a yoga class there. Morse's six goats joined the class, and it was a huge success. What the fuck did the goats do? Were the goats yoging?
Maybe.
The ultimate, and this is a quote, the ultimate end goal is to specialize in animal-assisted therapy for people suffering grief or abuse, as well as people with special needs or disabilities. Ah, okay, maybe they're onto something.
Mm.
That is down the road, but as for now, I'm starting out with goat yoga, which has been a huge hit. Nigga, you're just trying to make money. Quit fucking with me.
Yeah.
Quit.
That's definitely just a money-making scheme.
Yeah, like it's a quick hit. The pictures are awesome. These people look hilarious. Fucking goat yoga. Because all the goats are doing is being there. It's not like these are goats that are trained to do moves. Right? Like fucking nothing special is happening there. All right. Now,
we can do goat yoga in Minnesota.
Goat yoga in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it, man. I'm just going to eat the goats. You already know this.
I mean, I will record you and put that on YouTube because I think people would find it hilarious if you try to eat a goat while it's still alive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Get a lot of hits. Monetize it.
Yeah.
Fucking post-racial. So we're down there in Bedford, Texas. And well, do I even have the right kind of... Boy, let me tell you something. I really need to put that Trace Adkins back in the soundboard.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do, ma'am. Yes, I do. Now, down there in Bedford, Texas, the Hearst Euless Bedford School District, well, they're apologizing for a teacher who picked an offensive nickname for her class.
Ugh.
What? It's football season. You want to have an offensive name.
You do want to have an offense, yeah.
That's right. At the end of the day, you pick yourself out a defensive name, and then you get a defensive coordinator, and then you do, like, defense wins games. All right, now, the parent who didn't want his face shown on the camera shared a picture with the Fox 4 that shows the name Jiggered Booze on a laminated classroom sign at the Bell-Mannered Ellard Mentored School in Bedford. Now, according to her son, it's the mascot name his sixth-grade teacher assigned to the class.
Mm.
What the fuck kind of mascot is a jigaboo? What does that mascot look like? They just take Morgan Freeman and bug his eyes out? They take Don Cheadle and bug his eyes out? Basically a dark-skinned nigga and bug his eyes out. Like, let's
they bring one of the, what the fuck is that? The Zwarte Piet. People.
Damn, I haven't heard about that in a long arse time. I guess ain't that many niggas in Sweden. Sweden, Switzerland, wherever the fuck.
No, the Netherlands.
Them niggas be talking weird. Perfect, perfect. All right, here we go. You put Dream Team, and then you have the Jiggered Booze. Really? Really? What is that? That's unacceptable, he said. The outraged dad visited the classroom when it was empty, and he hurriedly took a photo of the sign. It also has a text that reads like a mantra. The first line is, Mrs. _ S. Jiggerboos are at school today to achieve our sixth grade goals and prepare for seventh grade. She makes them recite that out loud. Get the fuck out of here. This is a sadistic, sick, racist motherfucker.
So, I mean, I think we all know what it means, but I Googled it just to see, like, what the first page of Google results is. Black person, Negroid features, nappy hair, wide lips, unintelligent, contemptuous turn, contemptuous term for black person, slang, disparaging, offensive. Used in various sentences, offensive slang, dated, any dark-skinned person. Yeah. Jigaboo music. Yeah.
And you're black and Jew, so you're like a Jigga Jew.
I am a Jigga Jew.
She's a Jigga Jew.
I'm a Jigga Jew.
That's fucking dope. That's the name of your show. Jigga Jew. All right, so she makes them read it out loud. The district told the local folks down there at Fox 4, the teacher did not know the term is commonly known as a get the fuck it. So I didn't know.
Yeah, that's why I Googled it, just to see what the first page of Google results was, and it all is very clearly disparaging.
Like, really, a white woman, again, this. And I'm lumping this shit in with white feminism. Like, y'all niggas is all together in this shit. Like, she's right there with Lena Dunham. It was a joke. I didn't know. You lying motherfuckers. But then again, the fact that you're lying about it immediately, you're just like white men.
But that's the thing, though. They say I didn't know. Well, where the fuck, if you don't know what it means, where did you get the word from? That's not like a word you just pull out of nowhere.
Yeah, like, who the fuck, like, it's not like that's, you know, like, the first, there is no rap group called Jigaboos with Attitude.
Right.
No one uses that fucking word. It's like if you say moon cricket, I know you're racist because you actually know that word. Like, only nerds and racists know these words. They end out the story, we would like to extend an apology for the inappropriate actions taken by one of our elementary teachers who failed to vet a class name. We take this situation seriously and the issue was immediately addressed with the principal and classroom teacher. Both the principal and the teacher have apologized to the parent reporting his concern. HEBISD said.
Okay.
And then, you know what? This was not in the show notes, but it's on that sidelines where it's like other news stories you might want to see. I just want to see, wait, is this recent? Okay, this is 2015. Why do they have a link to a 2015 story? It's just, it's that teacher that got fired for the remember the one, like, the pool party and the McKinney cop,
mm-hmm.
And the teacher that wrote that long racist ass post and then at the end put hashtag not racist.
Yeah.
That was the shit. That was the shiz.
See, that's like that lady that had the, I can't find it now, I think she deleted her thread or made it private, but she had the fucking pickaninny dolls. And she was like, I'm not racist, I just really like them. Because apparently you can still buy them in England, because there's some, like, company that makes, like, jam and jelly and preserves and shit that's, like, their logo.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I think I saw that back when I was, like, first, like, trying to figure out what a podcast is. I think I saw that shit when I was like, what's an RSS feed? And it fucked with my head because, like, I used to, you know, I used to interact with those folks at Black Freethinkers and Raina Rhodes and Kim
mm-hmm.
Veal and all them folks.
Yeah.
And Raina Rhodes had started, like, a subsidiary podcast off of Black Freethinkers called Reason, Science, and Skepticism. So that she could use RSS. So I was like, is that an RSS feed? A Reason, Science, and Skepticism? How did they computerize that? Like I had a tough time figuring this shit out.
I appreciate the fact that I'm still on Jigaboo on Google and I hit the image button and the first thing that pops up is Al Jolson.
Who's that?
That guy, he's a white man who did blackface to play jazz music because, you know, reasons.
All right. Good cops. Hashtag good cops, right? So you can go to you can actually go to winecellarmedia.com and look in the side panel. And on the side panel, one of the first things that you're going to see is whatever the latest podcast episode is, right? So you're going to see that on the right side panel. And then right below that, you're going to see whatever the latest tweet from Phoenix Kalita is. And then below that is the follow button. And then you have the, like, our topics. And, like, yeah, Becky Lives Matter, Black Signal, and you have Good Cops. And you can go to our Good Cops deal and just see them, right? Like the one we just did, James Blair's a good cop and did something very pro-life to this 14-year-old girl. Or just when you thought dash cams for good cops was some sort of solution, headless voodoo doll found outside Georgia police station. The jury that gave the victim of good cops a whole dollar. Good cop faced a jury and got surprised, right? A good cop pleads guilty to how he served and protected a citizen. Prison guard raped an inmate daily for months and authorities approved. A good cop deputy of the year has been indicted on 21 counts of raping three girls over the past 17 years. A New York Police Department Special Victims Unit good cop groped and raped a woman in hotel room and blames recklessness and carelessness and negligence of his supervisor. A good cop molested a girl at fun park in patrol car because something something blew lives. Just all sorts of good cop stories. Whenever someone puts up good cop shit, just go to our good cop shit and link it right to them and be like, check out these good cops. These are awesome, dude.
Yes, great
dude.
Cop.
So, you're not a good cop unless you're on the Philadelphia Police Department. All right.
The one that has the lying bitch unit?
Yes.
I will never stop saying that.
So there's a photograph circulating of an on-duty Philadelphia cop with what appears to be a Nazi tattoo, and it's causing all kinds of controversy. The photo was posted to Facebook by Evan Parrish Matthews. Oh, nigga, I would not post that shit to my personal page. Nigga, you just put all kind of target on your motherfucking head. Shit. Nope, I would put that shit on Imgur. I wouldn't even put it on Wine Cellar because that could be linked back to me. I would not post that shit. I would post it, but not in a way that can be linked back to me. I would actually post it away from my home so it doesn't even link back to my domestic IP address, nigga.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I do not want that shit linked back to me. So the photo by Evan Parrish Matthews, who is going to have an accident soon, who claims the officer is named Ian Hans Litcherman. Litcherman sounds racist. Matthew said he took...
German.
Oh. Well, yeah, then racist. He said he took the photograph, like Amy Petty, the photograph on July 26th at a Black Lives Matter march. God damn. So he was straight up doing recon. He was straight doing motherfucking recon at a Black Lives Matter march during the Democratic National Convention. So the Philadelphia police have not yet confirmed Litcherman's identity, but the Philly Voice reports that there is an officer by the same name listed in Philadelphia payroll records. Go Freedom of Information Act. One of Litcherman's tattoos pictured the AR-15 with an American flag and "For God and Country" written above it. Is the motto of the American Legion, while another is a little more unsettling. It reads Fatherland and has Partiadler. What is that, like some Germanized word?
It has what?
P-A-R-T-E-I-A-D-L-E-R, Partiadler. That's what I'm saying. I'm going pure phonetic. In the symbol of the Nazi Party, Fatherland was a term used to describe Germany during the Third Reich, right there, Parter.
Oh.
You know that language? You be talking it?
What? Oh, is that the little, like, insignia thing?
It's all sorts of stuff.
They have the... It's that...
Oh, that bird. Oh, get the fuck out of here. Okay. All right, so he's getting his Nazi on. I mean, that just makes him normal. In a separate Facebook post today, Matthews said he filed an official complaint against Lichterman, claiming that the mere decision to get this tattoo and choose his profession, it casts disperses. Okay, this guy doesn't speak well. Cast disperses any faith in Officer Lichterman's ability to do this job in a non-oppressive racist manner. If you're a cop, you're unable to do the job in a non-oppressive racist manner. He's a normal cop. Leave him be. He's just like the rest of you. Firing this guy or suspending this guy is a publicity stunt. Stop fucking with me. I'm grown.
Well, frankly, I think that he has the right idea, and the rest of them should get tattoos like that, too, just so we can identify them when they're not on the clock.
Yeah. Instagram and Flickr accounts allegedly owned by Lichterman have recently been removed.
Wow.
Though many of the photographs are still online, including several of his dogs, Gunny and Rommel, a reference to the World War II Germany general, perhaps. Philadelphia-based One People's Project claims that Lichterman was outed as a member of Blood and Honor, an online network of neo-Nazi organizations following a hack of neo-Nazi websites in 2010. The Philadelphia Magazine has not been able to independently verify that claim.
Wait, so they've known he's been a Nazi since 2010 and the story's just happening now? Okay.
Yeah, all it is. I mean, that's the thing. All cops are exactly the same. We're just only talking about the ones that got caught. All right, And so, according to the Northeast Times, Lichterman was named an officer in the month, officer of the month in 2014, because he was cracking some nigga skulls.
Four years after they found out he was a Nazi.
All right, here's a statement from the department. The Philadelphia Police Department is aware of an image being displayed and circulated on social media. The post and photograph of the officer with tattoos displayed on his forearms was brought to our attention this morning. We have forwarded it to our internal affairs for review. Currently, the department does not have a specific policy regarding the wearing, displaying of tattoos. However, the department will quickly move to assess and determine the appropriate policy moving forward. The department does not condone anything that can be interpreted as offensive, hateful, or discriminatory in any form. This is blah, 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 we're full of shit, and I had my fucking intern type this up while I raped a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
That's what actually happened.
Yeah.
John McNesby, he's the head of Philadelphia's Fraternal Order of Police, and he told the Philly.com, quote, "I've seen it. It's an eagle, not a big deal." It's not a big deal. Cops are Nazis.
It's that specific type of eagle, because I don't know if it's on his arm because they don't show the whole thing, but generally that specific eagle, like, in its claws is holding, like, a circle with a swastika in it. Like, all right, I mean, I guess. Not a big deal, though.
Yeah, let me see. Looks like somebody else... Oh, how did I totally missed Kelly Loco's comment. Kelly William, get the fuck ass dope. You read that comment. That was 28 minutes ago.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff. Everybody's having fun. According to the city council president, Daryl Clark's communication director, Jane Roe, Clark has spoken with Police Commissioner Richard Ross, and the police are taking the matter seriously. Well, ain't that good. So, these are the good cops that you have to hang around. Now, is there anything missing? That's all that I had in my show notes that I actually want to get to. I'm not really interested. I mean, this is the basic of it.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats... In that email leak, one of the parts of the email leak was they said, fuck them Black Lives Matter niggas.
Yeah.
Simple. And actually, that one is on, you know where you can find that? WineCellarMedia.com. Get the fuck out of here. You can actually find that one. Let's see, but I like to make the headlines my own style. So the headline that I have is, remember when Hillary Clinton told Black Lives Matter to fuck off? This might be why. So that's there. You can find that, and it's fun. What else? So what news did you, you're looking through your mini tabs.
Yeah. Pamela Anderson has declared porn a public health crisis and says people should stop watching porn.
Well, she is a sociologist, and she is qualified to decide what is a public health crisis. I mean, even though we just had an earthquake due to fracking, that was felt for like three states over.
Like five states.
Yeah. Hey, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Hey.
I would also, wasn't she on Playboy like 20 times?
So that goes back to the get to the top of the ladder, look down, and kick it over,
yeah.
Right? Like, she used that ladder. Now she's saying you can't fuck you.
Right.
Yeah, she's a buster.
Basically.
All right. Any more gangsta shit?
I'm trying to look and see. I'm just trying to look for something, like, interesting. Let me see. Oh, you know what? I'm going to do it.
I got all kind of interesting shit.
No, you
nigga,
don't.
Nigga.
You don't have anything interesting. Nothing at all.
On Sunday, we should just do a show called Newsfeed and just scroll our newsfeed and talk about what we're looking at.
Oh, my God. We totally should.
Yeah, but only public posts. I don't want to fuck with niggas' friends-only posts. And some posts, I mean, like this one. Like, I want to go to bed. I didn't sleep enough. You know, like, that's not good for the program.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. What do you got? This is some hardcore broadcasting
right here. teen reportedly dies from girlfriend's hickey.
Oh, yeah. I got that one out of HuffPost Weird News. I didn't do it, though, because I was doing show notes for white-on-white crime, and they're Hispaniards.
Oh, yeah. They are from Mexico City.
Yeah.
Huh. Well... Oh.
Yeah, I mean, the way he died, it sucked.
Did you just?
Dad Jokes Anonymous.
Oh, my God.
Need a safe space to tell these jokes.
Do you have your dad jeans with you, too?
I was wearing them yesterday. With the sweater and the button-up shirt under the sweater. And then you were like, you can't wear the scarf.
Yeah, I did tell you that.
You were beefing with the scarf, son.
It's not cold enough for a scarf.
You were
Stop
beefing
it.
With the scarf.
It's not cold enough for a scarf.
You don't even understand scarf culture.
You what? There is no scarf culture.
Yes, there is a scarf culture.
No, there is
Everybody knows scarf culture.
There is not a scarf culture.
So somehow I know scarf culture, but you don't, and you just say it doesn't exist.
That is not a thing. That is, no. Scarf culture does not exist. And I should know because I make scarves. Yeah. What?
You make scarves.
Yeah, I do. You don't know how to knit or crochet, so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton?
God damn it, why? What is she doing now?
They're discussing the emails. She's now said that she doesn't recall any conversations about the private server. She didn't know C on documents meant classified.
She doesn't recall. She's archived saying that she did it because if it's private, it's not public, because public means it's subject to a Freedom of Information Act request. Don't recall. That's just like when she said, I don't know where Bernie Sanders was when I was pushing the Affordable Care Act. And wait, man, let me pull up that fucking audio since we're just on here fracking around.
Confronted by the FBI about one of her emails that was marked C for confidential, Clinton replied she didn't know what the marking meant. She could only, quote, speculate as to its meaning. Her speculation, the C may have been referencing paragraphs marked in alphabetical order. All right, then. Well, let's see what else is going on. Oh, they saved a dog from that earthquake in Italy.
What? They saved a whole dog.
Yeah. You know, they're trying to get self-driving drone tractors for farming.
Here. Wait, is it going to play a commercial?
Yes.
They always play a fracking commercial.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very grateful for the leadership that many people are giving to this great reform effort. And I'm grateful that Congressman Sanders would join us today from Vermont, and I am particularly pleased.
And that was 1994. And Sanders is standing right behind her with the story of his hairline. That's what I like. Like, always go, every once in a while, just go look at that video where Sanders is basically sending the same message and being on point with the same shit since the mid-80s to now.
Mm.
And it is the story of a hairline that had to go. It's great. All right.
All right.
You want to listen to Cynthia Gree for a minute?
Ooh, who?
Cynthia Gree. You want to listen to Cynthia Gree for a minute?
Sure.
She's black.
Maybe.
I always like the way she starts her video and how she gets to about 60 seconds in.
Oh, wait. Is this the lady with the naggy voice?
Hey, guys. So I have another story for you coming out of Michigan. I just did a story yesterday describing to you guys the psychology behind this group of people that I like to call the evil albinoids.
That's what she calls white
people. The albinoids?
That's what she calls white people, the evil albinoids.
All right, then.
Yeah, Cynthia Gree is ill, yo. Follow CYN on YouTube. She's ill. Whether you're not going to agree with every single thing she kicks. I'll hold up the homie Anna Loco. Just link me to something. This podcast has just gone completely irresponsible.
It kind of started off irresponsible, if we're going to be honest.
What? Yeah, right. My first episode was about a rapper named Big L and how he was dope. And then, like, a few episodes in, like, I'm Googling around, and I saw this thing called Patriarchal Bargain.
Mm-hmm.
No Lives Matter. They should, this T-shirt that they linked me to, No Lives Matter, they should really have, like, a picture of Clinton, really. A picture of Clinton and all these neoliberal Democrats. Like, neoliberals are now just like the neocons. Like, they have the same kind of ideas of, like, damn near fucking anarchist economy. The fucking winner-take-all wild shit.
Maybe.
Yeah, no lives matter.
Yeah, no, none.
Jesus
none
Christ.
Of them. What?
Yeah, and I like how fucking Halloween's rolling up, so fucking go in the grocery store and, like, candy that they want to get rid of is just on the damn clearance rack. Fucking little bags of Boston baked beans for 25 cents, son.
Well, who doesn't like Boston baked beans, man?
Yeah, those will be good for some movie watching, I'll tell you what.
Oh, are we gonna watch a movie?
When? What? Now?
I don't know. We can watch a movie now.
I don't have anything in mind that's less than 2 hours. All right. We've got to end this podcast. This has to end. I don't even know what just happened. All right.
We stopped hosting and started hanging out.
Yeah, we
that's
did.
What happened.
And that's why we have to just do a Facebook news feed show, right? All right, so that is winecellarmedia.com. right? You go on the old Facebooks, and there's Reading in the Shade, Reading in the Shade with Phoenix Kaleeder. Fallon Matthew has FallonKitty.com. She does blog there, and she is a book writer. And she really is a fucking, like, a wicked writer. Like, if you're into, like really smart shit, like, Fallon's smart. Like sometimes I read just, like, her comments in a comment section on a post. And I'm just like, many times I've gone to Phoenix Kaleeder to, like, explain that to me. I don't get it. Because, like, it's just out of my league, son. And Lisa Loco getting it together, getting the life up and running, figuring shit out. 2016 was an ill year. Rashani Loco, nigga, get your ass to a doctor or I might have to come see you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'm fast and strong. I'll take you to that doctor. All right, Ricky Loco, nigga, you light skin, nigga. he one of them light skin niggas with dark skin nigga nostrils. Nigga, your nose is wide, nigga.
Yeah, Ricky was making fun of me about my taco post. Fucking ancient nigga.
Yeah.
Taco.
That's because it wasn't no taco, man. Like, see, like, you say it's a taco, that's like saying I had Lena Dunham over here. That shit was a quesadilla. It was Angela Bassett. Stop disrespecting me, all right? Ma'am.
You could have brought me a taco. And no, tacos are not Lena Dunham.
Yeah, it'll be all cold and you have to microwave it at that point.
We have a toaster oven.
You want a toaster oven, a taco?
I would,
or
yes.
Or a chicken quesadilla, which is what it was.
Whatever. Fucking have tacos without me.
Jesus Christ, do you just want to go get one now?
No.
What is happening? It's lunchtime. It's
I'm
after
in my
12.
Pajamas, nigga.
Will you already go places in your pajamas? Like, why are you starting now? For the podcast where people can't even see you. Black. PayPal.me/Phoenix and William. Patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund. Have a good day.
See y'all later.